What is up, Midnight Tokers, Afternoon Inhalers, and AM Hookah Smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast. I am your humble host, Matt. I am so happy and glad to be back. You have no idea how happy I am to be here. Adrian, it feels like it's been far too long since I've been able to say this, but what is going on, my man?
What's going on, Matt? I can guarantee you're not as happy to be here as I am to have you back, so I'm not doing your job, because it is harder than I thought it would be. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing so good. I feel re-energized, I guess, to be doing the show just because it feels like it's been such a long time. We have some people already in the chat. What's up, Captain Wetbeard? It feels like it's been too long since I've said that beautiful name. What is up, Stefan? Always happy to have you around. And Akeem, the original superfan, is here. And then also Naf. How you doing, Naf? Now I'm seeing some familiar names to a certain group that we have set up, Adrian. Should we spill
you're
the
not
beans?
Wrong.
Should we talk about it just a little bit? If you're on Facebook and you find myself or Adrian, ask for the secret link. I don't even know. I'm trying to think of the best way. We're trying to properly – holy shit, both of you guys' mics work perfectly. You know what? I'm working my ass off to get my sound quality up and the camera quality. No more – look at that. No more autofocus going on. Looking a little bit nicer, right? I got the hookah in the background. Everything's going good, man. Everything. I feel like I'm setting us up for failure right now. I apologize. It'll be all me. Akeem says, fist pump, whoop, whoop. Welcome back, Paul. Paul, my, you are amazing, my friend. I can't even tell you thank you enough. I got to show these bad boys off.
Oh, you jerk.
I got to talk about these amazing tongs.
They're too good.
They are. Do you know what the best part is, Adrian? Is this rose. You see that little rose right there? And then this little like coil thing. You can put your thumb and your first finger into it, and it fits it, like, perfect. And then it just gives you, like, all the ability to – I feel like I can – you have so much strength. Look at that. Look at
that.
Oh,
look at you go.
No fear. No fear in picking up the Bambino. And then also Unica Bowl. We'll be talking about this a little bit as well, the Unica Bowl from Hookah John, obviously. Been using this a crap ton for my Alfacher mixes. Really been enjoying that for Alfacher, that is. Eddie is here as well. What's up, Eddie? Thank you so much for joining us. Badi is here as well. Oh my gosh, Badi, I kid you not. I'm not saying this because you just showed up, but me and Adrian were gushing over the Alpha Comma.
Yes.
We were literally just like each of us salivating a little bit from our mouths as we're talking to each other right now. All right, so I'm already rambling, so you know that I'm back, obviously, because I can't stay on track for anything. But this is the AM Hookah Podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It feels like it's been far too long since I've been able to say that. I have built myself an office because I wanted to make sure that I was able to give you guys the best show absolutely possible. And, yeah, I'm just so excited to be back, obviously. So we have a really fun topic to talk about today as well. We're going to be talking about tobacco saving, shisha saving, in a couple of different respects, obviously. We'll be talking about that as we go down further. Before we get into that, once again, just Stefan says, I just sold a Regal. My Monday has been made. You just sold a Regal. I want to buy a Regal. That would make my Monday made. Oh, I got to show this off, too. Sorry, I meant to do that.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I'm jealous.
Sorry.
I've got a hat coming.
Do you? I want a hat.
Yeah, I got a Dr. Noob Sauce hat coming. You don't get one. You've already got a shirt.
So this is hard to pick up.
There's an embargo.
This is hard to pick up, but do you see what hat this is? Can you see that? It's an old logo now. It's an old logo. The Zomo logo. Hey, what's up, Sid? Yes, I am back. Brender. Hello, guys. Huge fans of yours. What are y'all smoking? I'm about to smoke some ugly grapefruit mint. That sounds pretty
good. Solid choice.
Hello,
ugly grapefruit mint is so good.
Hello, Mr. Chef Dan's hookah. What is in your hookah today? We'll be talking about what is in our hookah here very shortly. Chef Dan, I want to thank you for that wonderful post you made about me when my baby was born. Super appreciative of that. So let's go ahead and get into the show proper like we're supposed to. And enough with me rambling. Yes, it is a Zomo hat, though. Big fan of the Zomo hat. No, not going to lie, though. It's a little small for my big head. So I'm going to actually take it off because it's crushing my brain. No, it's not that small. Okay, let's go ahead and get into what we are smoking. So, Adrian, let's go ahead and start with you. What is in that beautiful aviator stem of yours?
Well, like you said, it's the aviator stem. I've got my Thunder Slim hose. I don't know if you remember when I got the Derek Moses hose, but this is the handle it came with, and I just put it there because, I don't know, aesthetic. And on top, I have a Relics bowl, one of the Kyle Smith special Relics bowls, and inside of it, I have some Starbuzz Vintage Fresh Lime, which is just stellar, two titanium cubes in the Provost, closed so it can be heated up. What about you, Matt? What do you got?
All right, so I love switching up hose handles, by the way. That's like one of my favorite things to do. It feels like you're cheating on the other hose with the other hose handle, basically. But I do absolutely love to do that. I don't know why, but yeah, I'm a big fan of it. And also, if you guys are smoking out in the chat, please let us know what you're smoking. And if you have the ability, take a picture of what you're smoking in your setup and post it into this secret group that I am talking about, and you'll get your picture shown on today's show. I'm going to see if I can get that worked out for in a little while. We'll try to show off some of the setups because we have a couple pictures. Stefan is catering some sort of event, I guess, and he sent us a picture of that. I am smoking out of my Carbon One stem. I am smoking with my Alpaca Medium that I won from that Hookah University giveaway. I absolutely love this bowl so much. Stefan knows what I'm talking about. You do too. You have this bowl, don't you, Adrian?
It's a solid bowl.
Yeah.
Basically, everything alpaca makes is gold, though, so no
Absolutely.
surprise there.
Absolutely amazing. It's a good even tobacco saving bowl to a certain extent as well, but I won't be able to show that bowl off today. But inside of it, I'm actually smoking a Alfacher flavor. This is Alfacher Fresh, is what it's called. Adrian has a review on his channel, so make sure you go and check out his channel for that. It is so bizarre because even though there's lots of different flavors going on, all I want to say about it is it tastes really fresh. Like their campaigning of the name works on me completely. Like if I was to try and review this flavor, I'd just be like, "It tastes fresh, guys. If you want a cotton flavor, then you should get this fresh flavor." And then I'm also smoking Alfacher Golden Fresh Mint mixed in there, so I have a really nice fruity, tropical, fresh, and then minty flavor to it. I really am enjoying it quite a bit. Let's see what's going on in the chat. It says Nap is
Ooze.
your head is
Real.
not big. This is CC. Oh, thick. It's thick. Yeah, thick. What were you gonna say?
I was just Stefan. He says he loves the bowl I gave him. I'm glad you like that, man. I can't believe you used Tangiers in that bowl though, because that thing is enormous.
What bowl are you talking about?
It's an alpaca rook, full size.
Oh, boy. Those can get big. I've seen some pictures of them for sure.
I mean, if you're packing Tangiers, it's a 45-gram pack, dude.
Jeez, that's a hefty bowl. Chef Dan says that it's 50/50 Alchemist KFC Moonshine Mint and Old Country Lime. He's with his mom at the moment. That lime and mint combination sounds absolutely delicious, though. Smoking Alfacher Mint. This is Naf in an Egyptian bowl Adrian sent me, and foil with 3 cubes. Man, he's cooking that AF mint. Is your wife okay? Yes, my wife is good. Everybody is doing very well. And no word on when I'm going to be getting a casting couch slash just a sofa. It will be called a sofa from here on out, probably. Or maybe a CC couch. There we go. That's
I
repetitive,
like
though.
casting couch.
Okay. No word yet if I can fit one in here as of right now. Let's see, anybody else smoking that I may have missed? Captain Wetbeard says he's using his B2 Reaper with Aspire Protus e-hookah head. Oh, you're doing a vape hookah. How do we feel about that, Adrian? What's our goal on vaping hookah?
All right, so let's be inclusive. If you vape, that's fine. And if you're vaping through a hookah, I give it a pass. That's fine.
Okay. Eddie says that AF Fresh, it was their take on Starbuzz Blue Mist, which is what you told me too as well. That you said that you've definitely felt, but you also had the sensation. I think it's because of the picture. They're promoting work so well on us. You said maybe a little bit of coconut in there. Probably not, but
Maybe a
it's.
little bit. Probably not, but I picked up some.
Okay. And then Naf says fresh with mint 7030 is what I used to smoke before I ran out of fresh. This fresh is delicious. It really is very good. I want to get myself some more of it. Sid is smoking Alfacher Guava, Mango, Mint, and Trifecta Cherry Berry. That is a fruity bowl. I like that. That the sounds of those, that combination right there makes me want to try all those. I love Alfacher Guava. Mango, I don't think I've had Alfacher Mango. Yourself, Adrian? I'm sure you have, right?
Yeah, I've reviewed it. Alfacher mango, mix it. Don't smoke it straight. It tastes like a chemical farm if you smoke it straight.
You've done so many Alfacher reviews by now. Have you counted how many you have?
I'm on Alfacher series number 9 after a month-long hiatus. There's an explanation for it. A video is going up tonight on why there was such a lull in the series.
Gus is smoking his imaginary Starbuzz stem with haze because he can't smoke where he's at. So I don't think you're smoking an imaginary Starbuzz stem. If you're smoking anything imaginary, you're definitely smoking either a Wooka or a VZ. You're smoking
Or a
something.
Starbuzz carbine.
Or, yes, there you go. You're smoking a Starbuzz carbine. That's what you're smoking right now.
Don't do it.
Brender says that he's smoking some grapefruit mint by Ugly Saw Inside Alpaca Predator Bowl with foil 3 Cocoa Earth flats. in his KM Mini Beast and Thunder V2 Dark Hose. Very nice. Amanda A. Hello, Amanda. I don't think I've seen you in chat before. Smoking Alpha Comma. Wow, that was almost a slip up right there. Alpha Comma Free Sky Melon. I loved the Free Sky Melon. Such a natural tasting melon flavor with that minty sensation to it. Very, very
good. It's amazing. Naps. And then Sid, I think I know what Sid's stabbing at right here. Speaking of Alfacker, Adrian, the Alfacker series is supposed to be every other week. I'll just quickly say there's a reason for the lull in videos. Behind me, you can actually see it, that camera right there. I'm working on a new setup for the entire show over at Pipe Dream Hookah, and I've got 14 videos coming out this month. So there will be Alfacker videos, Sid, if you're looking for some. Cinnamon should be going up tonight.
Naf says, what is the topic for this podcast? I think it's just talking to the chat at this point. That's all I'm going to do. I'm so happy to be back is the thing. And then David, who I've never seen here as well, check this out. Not only is he smoking Alpha Comma Grape Mint, but he's also using a Like Smoke Hookah. Have you seen those Like Smoke Hookahs? Oh, man, they are so sexy. Terry, on all the different Facebook groups, he talks about them all the time, posts about them all the time. Absolutely love the look of the Like Smoke Hookahs. I think they're so sexy looking. And then Eddie says, Trifecta 2005 Blueberry. He actually meant Tangiers 2005 Blueberry. Trifecta 2000. I want Trifecta to make a 2005 Blueberry now. I want to see their take on it, basically. Okay, so let's move on. We talked about what we were smoking, obviously. Let's talk about what we have been smoking. What have we had in our rotation recently? Adrian, let's start with yourself, if you could. What kind of stuff have you been smoking as of recent?
Let's see. Most recently, I've had this weird mix that I can't figure out from Sally over at the Shisha Savage. She has rebooted her channel. I will be featured on it this week. And I was trying to figure out that mix. I don't think I could. But as far as normal flavors, I've been smoking a lot of Alpha Comma and some Zomo as well. I found out I'm not a fan of their banana cinnamon flavor, whatever that's supposed to be.
Interesting.
And a bunch of Starbuzz Vintage as well. What about you, Matthew?
I've been smoking. I'm going to grab some boxes. I've been keeping some fallen soldiers around so I could talk about them. Zomo Black. Wow, what a good flavor this is. That nutty, oakiness to it with that mint in there as well. Such a powerful, strong flavor to it. Really, really enjoyed this immensely, honestly. Really, really liked it a lot. Zomo Strong Pine was such a good mixer. I don't like pineapple flavors on their own, really, to be honest with you. But to mix this with just about anything, added that citrusy kick, fruity taste to it, tropical taste, really enjoyed it. And then, I kid you not, Adrian, this is my favorite Zomo flavor. It's called Fresh Providence. Have you tried this?
I have not.
Holy. Okay, so this tastes exactly like oatmeal in all the best ways.
Strange.
It's a cinnamon flavor, but to me it tastes like cinnamon oatmeal, and I could not get enough of it. I smoked this thing instantly. I was done with it. I absolutely love this Fresh Providence. Amazing. A bunch of another Zomo flavor, the strong passion, the passion fruit flavor, absolutely bomb. And then my favorite mango flavor I think I've ever had in my life literally almost brought me
strong mango.
Almost brought me to tears, Adrian. It was so good. Like, when I started to smoke it, I was like, wow, this is what I used to love about smoking hookah. And I can't get enough of it. It is the strong mango flavor. Amazing. Go get yourself some strong mango immediately. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, Zomo's been killing it for sure.
And then I've been smoking a bunch of Alpha Comma, obviously, as well. I have a video, actually, on my channel called My Thoughts of Alpha Comma, and I go through all the different flavors and my thoughts on the brand as a whole. So if you want to see what I think of Alpha Comma without listening to the podcast, because we talk about it enough here, obviously, go and check that out, because I'm a big, big fan of this stuff that was going on. Let's see what's going on in the chat. Jorge, or George, is smoking some cookie dough on his hob at the moment with a Predator Bowl and two Hex Coals. Very nice. Captain Wetbeer says, recently it's been all about that Trifecta lychee and Tangiers papaya sherbet. I really want to try the papaya sherbet from Tangiers because it sounds like such an interesting flavor. Sid says, where can we post the pictures? Good news for you, Sid. Pretty soon you're going to be able to post them on Instagram. That hasn't quite happened yet, but we are going to just make a hashtag, basically probably hashtag AM Hookah, and then we'll just pull them off of Instagram. But if you are a part of Facebook, hit us up and we'll send you a link to a group that we've started. It's very closed off at the moment, not because we're trying to exclude anybody, but we just want the diehard fans of the show to be a part of this in the beginning process, obviously. So hit us up and we'll send you a link for the Facebook group on there. Let's see. Did you try Wild Africa by Zomo? I have not tried that one. Yourself, Adrian?
Which one? Wild Africa?
Yeah.
I have not tried that. I actually wanted to mention, have you tried Blue Caribbean?
No, I did not get any Blue Caribbean. Dude, that will be what I order, yes.
I'm going to have to send you some. It's so good.
I can't remember who was talking to me about it, but somebody said the Zomo Blue was super good. It might have been Chef Jan. He might have said, or maybe it was you, somebody. Oh, you know what? I think it might have been Dr. Noob Sauce. He might have said something to me about it, actually. And then Tristan did too, probably. Everybody has told me about Zomo Blue. I will check that out for sure. Let's see. Sid says, Matt, what happened to your Alamir peach review? It wasn't actually peach. It was, it's right in front of my face. It was Southern Blue is what it was a review of. And it did get removed because of copyright reasons, but it should be back up now. I think
copyright reasons.
Yeah, they were trying to say that the song that I made, it actually wasn't copyright. Somebody, what's it called? Flagged it. Somebody flagged it, so I had to go through the whole process where, like, there's nothing bad in this. It was absolutely annoying. Made me very annoyed. Obviously, it was super, super dumb. Adrian, thanks for the amazing review on Mazaya Mint. It is my favorite mint on the market by far. I have some Azure Red Gummy Bear Blonde Leaf and Azure Dark Leaf Viva La Horchata tomorrow. I can't wait. I heard that horchata is pretty amazing. Heard really, really good things about it.
And no, Eddie, I did not get an Avion. He might be referring to my Aviator, but I do not have an Avion stem.
Sid, I will hit you up with the link. Don't you worry about that. There's lots of stuff going on in the chat, obviously. Sid says Blue Caribbean Zomo is amazing. What do you guys think of the brand as a whole? I'm going to get more from the brand. What do you all recommend? Okay, I'm assuming you're talking about Zomo because that's what we've been talking about for a little while. Adrian, real quick, what's three Zomo flavors that you would recommend?
Well, was he saying that he wanted to avoid the mint or it was all about the menthol? Because that matters a lot.
Let's see which one he said. Where is that? I just saw it. Okay, Brandon, and then up here. He actually did not comment on mint, so I think that he just...
Okay, whatever. So if I can freeform just give you some pointers on Zomo flavors, I would have to say strong lemon, I think that's what it was. Yeah, strong lemon is insane. You've got the Blue Caribbean, which is my current favorite Zomo flavor, and I don't think you've lived until you tried Zomo Black Edition.
Yes, that is the truth. I don't want to just like comment and say the same things that you've said. But Zomo Black is the one that we're going to have to share in this because you have to try the oak nuttiness that is Zomo Black with a very, very strong mint. You want to fluff pack this so it doesn't kill you. And it is
underpack as well. Oh, don't get too close to the foil.
So, so good. It is literally oak and mint. If you've ever tried Lebanese Bombshell from Starbuzz and you are a fan of that, if you like pawn flavors from different brands, this is the flavor you have to try. No joke. And then I'm going to say Strong Providence because, like I said, it is oatmeal in all the best ways possible. Absolutely delicious. And then I'm going to go Strong Mango. You said blue. You said Strong Lime. That's what you said. Okay, so Strong Lime, Strong Mango, Fresh Providence, and Zomo Black. And then what was the other one? I just drew a blank. Strong Lemon. That's what it was. Okay. Sorry, guys.
And then... John Little John's here.
Yes, he says,
what up, John Little John?
Sup,
reppin'.
Sup, bitches. Sup.
Hookah Shisha.
Tropical Amazon plus FML and Roman Citrus Cola. You've tried some Roman recently, haven't you? Isn't that what...
Me? No, I have not tried Roman.
Al Ryan, that's what recently, it was. My bad,
Al Ryan. Yeah, Malik sent me some of that stuff. With this... By the way, Malik, or Rose of Death, depending on how you're here, but he sent me this too. I like this. This is cute. I keep this right next to my Wii U, and it's good.
You got to get yourself a Switch, man. You got to get yourself
a Switch. I know. Shut your dirty, dirty mouth.
One of these days, right?
So how about the topic of that show?
Yeah, the topic of this show is shisha shaving. We're going to save some shisha tobacco. John, Little John, by the way, just real quick, I found you on the Switch, just talking about that real quick, and we're going to play some Splatoon real, real soon for sure. Okay, so we are going to be talking on this show about saving tobacco, shisha saving, tobacco saving, all that kind of stuff, and I think that the best place to start is with bowl capacity, because that's always a good spot in reference to talking about saving tobacco. before we do that, I actually posted a poll and a question on the Facebook group that I will be sharing the link of very shortly. In fact, everybody in here, if you're in the chat, you should be able to see this. There you go.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we'll invite everybody, obviously, that's a part of the chat and stuff like that, because we want the super fans, the people that are really involved and want to be a part of the show and stuff like that. So please hit up on that, and we'll include you in there as well. But I said, okay, as you know, tonight's show, tonight, blah, blah, blah. I have to ask, how much do you care about saving tobacco? Because believe it or not, there are people that don't care about saving tobacco all that much. Like, it's not a concern of theirs in any way, which I want to say, when I first started smoking with Starbuzz and Alfacker and stuff like that, it never occurred to me that you should be able to save your tobacco and make it last longer. Does that make sense? Like, I just wanted to throw it in there, you know, do the hookah John thing and say whatever, basically. Changed.
Absolutely. I think we all started summer in that domain, and then we realized you have to buy tobacco if you're going to smoke a lot.
Oh, he said that the link didn't work for him. I don't know. How do you share a group? Oh, wait. I think I found it. Hold on one moment. Oh no, it's just letting me share to Facebook. I don't want to share it to Facebook. I want to share it outwards. Dang. Okay, I'll have to check it another time. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, never mind.
You know what we'll have to do? We'll have to invite everyone in this chat individually on Facebook.
Probably something like that.
Which is fine. Yeah, which is, you're all going to be invited.
Yes, or do a search for AM Hookah. A.M.Hookah. And see if that works for you, maybe. I don't know if it will.
Yeah, that might work. I'm not sure. We're keeping it a little closed while we're still working on how we want to do everything. Because we obviously don't want it to be another hookah Facebook group.
Yes.
Those are just everywhere. It's getting to the point where I can't keep track of things. This is more just for the community within the show to talk about topics that we talk about here on the show. It's much more inclusive of all you guys.
Yes, it is not a Facebook group in the same way that Hookah Unbiased or Enthusiast or the Hookah Lounges or anything like that. It is a very much focused group on the podcast and things happening within the podcast. Okay, so moving on. What was I talking? Oh, so here's the different choices that you could use if you were going to pick on the poll. It was, I don't care, but I will not I do care, but it will not make me pack it a certain way. Light up a kilo on fire and get lit. I don't even want to say who voted for that. I did not make that a choice, by the way. And then somebody said
it.
Load it up. And then also, I only use 15 grams max. So nobody did the I only use 15 grams max, which I was a little surprised about, actually. But most people all said, I care, but it will not make me pack a certain way. Meaning that while they do want to conserve tobacco, it's not going to make them use a bowl for that very reason. You're still going to use the bowl that you want to because of how you feel about it, is what I'm picking up from that. Going off of that, let's talk about a couple of good tobacco saving bowls. Adrian, I know you grabbed some, correct?
Yes. So I got a few bowls here that I think are great for saving tobacco. The one I'll show last is, I'm showing it last because you can't get it. I just kind of want to show off a piece of my collection. I call it the 10 gram Tangiers bowl made by Kyle Smith, but we'll get to that in a moment. But as far as widely available shisha saving bowls go, one of the first places I want to go, and Matt, I don't know if you have one of these or not, but it's actually going to be the Bambino bowl.
I do.
Look at that. Look at that. The Bambino bowl. This is a super solid bowl for saving on shisha. And one of the big reasons that I kind of go to this bowl for that is, not only can you get a decent 18 gram Tangiers pack in here, but if you're going to fluff tobacco, and the depth to width ratio does allow for a fluff pack, you can get as low as 12, 11 grams of tobacco in here at a true fluff pack, which makes this just a perfect bowl for saving tobacco. Also, if you're saving tobacco, my guess is you're trying to save a few dollars as well. This bowl will run you about $20. And it's nothing crazy. It's made, it's designed by Five Star Hookah, made by Alpaca Bowls. Just a super solid company. If you've never had anything by Alpaca Bowls, I would recommend picking up anything from their line. But that's kind of the first one I wanted to highlight, just because it's widely available and it's very versatile.
Yes, the Bambino Bowl is a great small bowl for sure. You can dense pack a very little amount of Tangiers, which is always real nice because you're still going to get a very, very good session out of it, obviously. The bowl that I want to highlight is actually another Alpaca bowl, or OG, or one of those companies. I don't know. This is the square bowl. And as you can see from it, it is also a very, very shallow bowl. I don't know if you can tell that. It is wider than the Bambino is, but it is a tiny bit more shallow in comparison to it. It's actually, believe it or not, this is actually really good for haze. I love using haze in this bowl because even though you're doing it kind of, you know, semi-fluff, normal pack, you're able to get that nice amount of consistency throughout the entire bowl and load it up with just that very minuscule amount and still get such a really, really good session out of it. I mean, you can do haze in just about any bowl, obviously, because of the packing style that you're going to go with. But I love the shallowness of this square bowl. I don't use it as much as I probably should, but it's because I don't have any haze on hand. And I really use this bowl for haze almost more than anything else.
Stephon now, says, how is foiling that? Just out of curiosity.
It's not bad at all. Honestly, you grab it on the sides just like you would with a regular circle bowl, obviously, and you get a really nice tight seal on it. It's very, very easy to foil. Stefan says, can he be an admin of the group? And the answer is no. Nobody can be an admin ever. No. You want to be an admin? Go start your own group. That's what I learned. Go start your own group.
Everyone else is doing it.
Exactly. Okay. John Littlejohn says alpaca mini rook for Tangiers is what he says. Alpaca mini rook. You have a mini rook, don't you?
I do not have a mini rook. All of my rooks are actually full size. I do have something very comparable to an alpaca mini rook, and that's actually going to be the Liberty Fudge Bowl. Now, I don't want to talk about too much. I don't want to talk about Liberty too much for reasons I'm not going to say. You know what I'm talking about if you know.
Yeah.
But this is that bowl, and this is basically going to be roughly the same thing as the Alpaca Mini Rook. The design's slightly different. I think this actually might be a little bit more shallow. I'm not sure because I don't own a Mini Rook. But this is another one of those bowls. It's actually very comparable to the Bambino bowl. If you look at it, it's got a very similar width, and the depth is very comparable as well. So they're kind of interchangeable, although I do like the Rook style. Spire in the middle. But I use this for all the same reasons that I would use the Bambino bowl. If I had to pick one, and I am biased towards alpaca, but if I had to pick one, I would suggest the Bambino, strictly because this is $5 cheaper.
So going off of this a little bit, the Surrey bowl is perfect, is what Stefan says, which I agree. John Littlejohn says, Goliath bowl with Tangiers, save that shisha. Bam! Bam! Use the Goliath bowl. If you don't know what the Goliath bowl is, please go look it up because you'll be in love. Everybody needs to own one of those in their collection. It's exactly
what it sounds like.
It's like that South Smoke bowl that I have, that bizarre one, that huge, huge one.
I actually eat cereal out of that bowl.
Yeah, you could. It's the best bowl for that, actually.
Yep.
You can get a good 25-minute cereal session out of it for sure. Eddie says that the Tangiers 80 feet game. You know, I used to use the 80 feet bowl a ton for different stuff, but then I honestly got a Bambino, and the Bambino bowl completely changed up how I use my 80 feet bowl personally. What's your thoughts on the 80 feet bowl still? Do you still use it pretty often?
Killer bowl. My biggest issue with this run of the 80 feet bowl, and if you're going to get an 80 feet, I would highly recommend the 80 feet 80. Tad bit wider, much more shallow. But again, that's one of those bowls you can compare as far as width goes to the Bambino bowl, but then you get into depth. And you start to see that you're actually going to get quite a bit more tobacco in there. It's kind of hard to see how it translates. But this is going to take much more tobacco. I wouldn't use this for something like Tangiers because of density issues. You're going to use a lot more Tangiers than I think you need to. Fine for a fluff pack, though.
You know, okay, so, you know, we got a bunch more bowls, obviously, that we're going to talk about. But I think another thing that we should start talking about when it comes to saving tobacco is actually types of tobacco. And I know that sounds weird because we are talking about saving tobacco in general, and that's where you talk about bowls. But if you're talking about saving tobacco as a brand, then there are certain brands that do better about saving the amount of tobacco that you're going to use. Things such as Alpha Comma, Alfacker, Zomo even, Haze, I'm trying to think of some Azure. Like all these brands that are more fluff pack oriented, Alamir, Mazaya,
Fumari,
Lavu, if you're looking for a dark leaf tobacco, all these brands can be fluff packed. And when you're fluff packing, you're obviously using less tobacco because you're putting less in there to create your fluff pack that you're getting, right? So if you're looking to save tobacco, one route to take is also on the kind of tobacco that you purchase and that you use. So if you're looking for saving and really stretching that out, you get things like those kinds of fluff pack tobaccos because then you're not going to be using nearly as much. Sid says social smoke for saving. I haven't smoked social smoke in a very long time. Hookafina is another fluff pack tobacco, obviously, as well. So there's lots of different ones on the market. You know, you're going to look at more of your dark leaf when it comes to Trifecta, Dark, and, you know, Tangiers. I haven't tried any of the new Azure dark leaf, so I don't know if there's a change in the packing style for that yet.
No, not really.
So yeah, all those different things, you can use a denser pack, so you're going to be using more tobacco with it as well. What are some of your favorite fluff pack tobaccos, Adrian?
Well, obviously, El Fakir takes a bit more of a normal pack, but El Fakir is a solid tobacco because it's cheap, so you don't feel like you need to save as much. But it does take a normal pack. So if I want to talk about tobaccos that you can really do a fluff pack and get away with it pretty easily, Fumari is actually a super solid brand for that. It's just a little bit counterintuitive because Fumari is actually pretty pricey per gram. I think it's, what, $10 is the running price for 100 grams?
Yeah.
So if you're going to pack like a 20-gram bowl, that's $2 in tobacco right there, which can be a little bit pricey, but that's fine. But I think kind of right now my holy grail for fluff pack is just Alpha Kama. You know, you can get away with fluff packing Alpha Kama. You can pack a little bit denser if you want to change the flavor profile just a little bit. But if you want to pack Alpha Kama into something like the 80 Feet Bowl, I can get away with between 12 and 14 grams in here of Alpha Kama. Solid if you're smoking a 250. You know how many bowls that is? I can't do math. I'm asking an actual question. That is not rhetorical. How many bowls can you pack out of 250 to get 14-gram bowls?
I don't know.
The answer is more than 10.
Yes.
So that's my go-to for fluff pack right now.
So we got a couple comments in the chat right now. John Littlejohn says that he's been using the Bordellos and 80 Feet 80 for Tangiers quite a bit. He says my most recent 80 Feet 80 is a bit more shallow, not as wide as yours, Adrian. But I'm assuming he means 80 feet because that's an 80 feet that you have, not an 80 Feet 80, correct?
I'm not sure. He might be speaking on the 80 Feet 80 because when I say it's wider, I mean very marginally. Okay. In fact, I don't actually own one myself. I've smoked out of it a handful of times, but without having them both side by side, they could very well be a little bit more narrow. I'm not 100% certain. There's also some variation in these handmade bowls. So
Paul says that, or he says a bit of haze goes a long way for him, and I agree. Yeah, you can really fluff pack haze very well. So this bowl right here is the Unica bowl, and I only bring this up because it is a more deep bowl. It's not quite as a shallow bowl. I originally thought the Unica bowls were going to be more of a shallow bowl, but they're actually quite a bit deeper. So they're really good for fluff packs because I can use the I've been doing a lot of Mazaya and Alamir in this bowl, actually. And because of that, I'm able to really sprinkle it in there and not use more than 12 to 15 grams of tobacco in it and still smoke for a very long time. Now, I would not use this, and that's what we're going to go into next, is we're not going to use these kinds of bowls for Tangiers, right? I would not.
Absolutely not.
If I am going to smoke Tangiers, my go-to bowl for it is my Mason bowl. And I'm not saying this to make you jealous at all. I am going to show you the bowl in your camera, Adrian, for you. Just
guess what, Matt? What? Guess what? I'm going to the Chicago hookah meetup in 2 weeks. Guess what I'm going to get to pick up? Helix? Yes. Bet.
No. They'll be sold out. No, that's a terrible thing for me to say. I apologize. Yeah, it's a nice shallow bowl, obviously, for Tangiers. Absolutely love it. Use it with my Phoenix HMD, actually. Really, really allows you to get a lot of tobacco in there without using a ton of grammage for the tobacco and still smoke for a very, very long time. Another really good shallow funnel bowl for me is actually this HC Micro Black Edition. It's a shallow bowl, as you can tell. It's wider. So that's the difference between this and something like the Bambino bowl, actually, is it's a little bit wider than it actually fits inside of it. So you know, it's really good for normal packs is what I like to use this bowl for instance.
Now, I do have a bowl that I want to bring up that I use strictly for dark leaves.
Yeah.
Hold for very niche situations, like if I'm reviewing El Fakir or something, I'll use this from time to time. But that's going to be, and I know you have one of these, Matt, that's going to be, mine's a Gen 3, but this is a Alien Bowl. And this bowl is solid because it's so shallow. I think Matt's going to get his Alien right now because he's jealous that I'm showing mine off. But this is a very shallow bowl. It actually is tapered, as you can see, on the wall. So if you're going to pack Tangiers, a good old Arby Palmer, you can probably get about 16 grams in here at a full dense pack and smoke for 2 rounds of coals, no problem. So if you're going to smoke, especially with the price hike in Tangiers, I just bought some cane at $25 for a 250, which is very expensive. So I'm going to be trying to save on Tangiers because I can't stop buying it.
Yes, and yeah,
I have no self-control.
My Alien bowl that I have not used in a while, actually. I don't have a ton of Tangiers, and that's the biggest reason why, but yeah. It's a very, very shallow bowl. You get a very nice, dense pack in here without using a ton of tobacco, obviously, which is always super, super nice. Paul says, cough, cough, Mason bowl giveaway. Not yet, not yet. Yo, I just smoked my HC for the first time in a while. I need to grab that micro. I love the micro. I don't know if they have like a regular one, but the Black Edition micro is just so. I love the unglazed outside of it, and then the glazed inside in here and stuff. I just think it looks so nice. I love this bowl in my collection, and I love using it. Absolutely love it. Captain Wetbeard says, "What's up with the Tangiers price hike? I just noticed that today on the 5-star hookah. Do you want to touch on that, Adrian?"
It deals with tobacco in general. Tobacco is being taxed way differently, especially out in California right now. And brands like Tangiers, for whatever reason, there is a price hike. About $5 per 250. I know that Hookah Shisha has some deals on different multi-packs if you want to go that route. But if you're going to buy 5-star, you can expect to spend $5 more per 250 than you were spending before. Now, my opinion on this, I'm not going to smoke Tangiers as much, to be honest. As good as the brand is, I have a limit to how much I'll spend on a 250 of tobacco. And that $25 mark, it's going to be more of a on occasion type thing. Whereas before, I was smoking Tangiers as like a daily smoke. So,
hey, quick question to the chat. How is the video quality looking? Just because I haven't asked it, obviously, yet. And then also, how is the volume for the sound for the microphones? Is everything sounding okay? Just questioning, just because I haven't asked for a while. It says that we're doing fine on my side of things, but I want to make sure that it's transferring over to the actual stream that you guys are watching. So let us know if it's looking okay and sounding all right as well. Yes, Tangiers is going up. There was actually, I want to say maybe 4 years ago, there was a hike of just about every tobacco price, and Tangiers was not affected at that time. It stuck at that $20 for the 250s, and now it's finally starting to go up. So whatever that reasoning is, it finally hit them or something. It'd be nice if maybe they start moving production to other places, and maybe that'll help save them some cash. I don't know if that would ever be a thing that would happen. But yeah, as of right now, it is just taxing and government. And I mean, if we want to blame somebody, let's just blame Trump, just because it's easy to do, right?
Exactly. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, Obama leaves and tobacco goes up. What's up with that? Okay, we're not getting political. We are not getting political on this channel. Okay, everyone says the quality is good, no skips, awesome. No robot voice. I miss the robot voice, to be honest with you.
It's funny, the way that we're achieving this setup is Matt, I'm going to take you behind the scenes a little bit. Matt's utilizing two webcams, which is what me and Chris did last week. And the image that I'm getting of Matt is a side profile of a heavily pixelated Matt Deason. And it's interesting to look over here and see nice-looking Matt Deason and then Robo Deason. So I've got an interesting perspective over here.
Yeah, the reason why you had the robot voice is because the desktop audio was not muted. So you're getting two audio streams at once. And that's what caused the robot voice. So I muted the desktop audio. So that should solve that. I think that's what was causing it. I could be wrong and have no idea what I'm saying. Solid video. You're lower volume than Adrian, but that's not terrible. I can pick up my volume just a tiny bit if that helps a little bit. But that gives a little bit of feedback. Yeah. I don't want.
If you want, I can back the snowball off too. I've got it kind of right up on me. All right. A little bit.
So. David also says 20.8 grams a bowl, 12 grams at 250 grams a box. I'm not sure what we were talking about at that time. Paul says Alien for short Tangier sessions is great. Also, just for regular Tangier sessions for the most part. I only smoke for about an hour and a half, so that's like a regular session for me, so it's not really all that crazy. Eddie said that Tangiers raise distribution prices, so the retail price actually reflects it. So the price of distributing it is actually going up. That's what's causing that hike, okay. Too, which makes sense. That actually makes a lot of sense as well. Yeah, everyone else says video quality is fine, so that's obviously very good. And let's see, I thought I saw, yeah, Captain Whitebeard says, yeah, blame Trump. That's the last thing we're going to say. okay, so moving back into our saving tobacco, what are some of the things that you do, Adrian, when you get a new brand of tobacco that you need to start testing? And obviously you need to save the tobacco so you can get a full testing round in. What are some of your techniques that you do with that?
As a reviewer, a lot of the times I'll get 50 to 100 grams of something in before I'll buy the actual product to do a full review. And I'll try to stretch that for testing. So what I'll do for instance, Zomo comes in 50 gram packs, and that's typically how I get it. That's how I got my last 7 flavors of Alpha Comet as well. So what I'll do is, this is actually a perfect time to show this bowl off. This is just a Tangier small, really round, not too deep. It's deeper than the other bowls, but it's also much, it's not nearly as wide as some of these other bowls. Well, maybe it is. But anyway, I use this bowl. I'll fluff it, and if I can get it down to like somewhere near 12 grams, 14 grams maybe, I can kind of cheat out three bowls from a 50-gram pack at a fluff pack. Now, it's a little bit different for dark leaves, but you can get away with really stretching 50 grams if you're just trying to test a flavor. And that's what I'll do. I'll start with a fluff pack, and I'll kind of go up in density from there to test out the different, how it performs at a semi-dent or a semi-fluff, I guess what you'd call it, in a normal pack, all those, whatever type of language you want to use for your packing methods. But I'll start low, to see if the tobacco performs well to fluff pack, because I think that's pretty optimal for a blonde leaf tobacco.
What I'll do when I'm testing a new brand and I've had a single solo session of a flavor to help me save some tobacco and also still get the essence of what a flavor tastes like is I'll do a lot of mixes in the beginning of it and stuff. I won't review it as a mix usually. Very rarely will I do that, obviously, but I will use it so that I can get more flavor time. So, like for instance, I did the strong mango by itself. I did the strong pine, not pine, the passion, strong passion by itself, and then I mixed these two flavors together because I knew what they both tasted like by themselves, but then I wanted to enjoy them more, so I mixed them together, and then I was able to still smoke a single bowl of them by themselves as well. So I utilize mixing tobaccos as well, and I feel like that gives me a good amount of understanding of a flavor, how well it mixes, like a lot of those little touches on stuff as well, which I think is important for reviewing if people want to know how well something will mix as well.
Right, real quick, Gus, the Snowball, it's a solid mic if you're going to use a USB mic. I'm not sure what you'd be interested in it for, but if you're looking for something for podcasting and stuff, if you can't afford the extra $30, I go with the Blue Yeti. But the Snowball is an awesome mic if you were curious.
Or you can just do overkill like me and get a 12 input mixing board and run everything through that into the computer because I like to go overboard if possible at all times. let's see. I'm having a stroke. I apologize. Braden. Yeah, is it Braden? I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. It's throwing me off for some reason. Brand. I don't know. He says, "Have you tried Alamir Blueberry Jubilee yet, by any chance? It's amazing, and I highly recommend it." I've heard about that flavor in the past. I've not tried it personally. Alamir, though, overall has impressed me to quite a bit, and I want to try more of it. Though I'm not a fan of the Tropical Splash, which is the next review that you'll see from my Alamir series that I have. Adrian's disappearing on us for some reason.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
His name's Brandon.
Brandon. I don't know why I want to call him Braden. I don't know what's wrong with me. Brandon. Okay, sorry about that, man. Captain Whippier says blue microphones are great in general. I am an audio engineer, so they are very reputable. And then David says Blue Yeti plus plus. I don't know if that's a thing or if he's just saying like plus it. Like an A
Thank you guys for
plus.
tuning into the Audio Tech Gear Reviews podcast.
Oh yeah, talking about Audio Tech, I have Audio Technica headphones that I recently picked up. They're my new headphones of choice. I've really been enjoying them. I've stepped up my game, guys. I'm trying my hardest to give you guys the best possible setup for the podcast, obviously. If you when you get involved in the Facebook group, go and check out some of the pictures. I have some office tours and also some office pictures of how I have some things set up. I bet you're jealous, right, Adrian? Have you seen some of the cool stuff that I've set up?
I have. I'm pretty jealous. My studio is also my room because I live in a condo. So you're looking at it.
I love the fact that I was able to build an office. I've really enjoyed it quite a bit. Let's see this Tangiers 10-gram bowl that you're talking about. I want to see this
Oh, it's
bowl.
not a Tangiers bowl, it's a Relics bowl.
Oh, okay.
So this is I was able to pick this up for $20 off of Kyle. He had been using this bowl and I'm like, can I get I love the glaze, and this is it. This is a Relics bowl. I don't know if he's gonna make any more quite like this one. And as you can see here, this is so incredibly shallow. I don't know, maybe this will help. This is like, it's just the most shallow bowl on the planet. And what you do is you can get a Tangiers dense pack going up to the rim, and I've measured it. It's about 10 grams. Perfect for one round of Tangiers at about an hour, two cubes and a provost. And man, this is, look at it. You can't even get this. I'm just showing off at this point, but this bowl is awesome.
You're making me.
Ha.
I don't even want to show my Mason bowl in comparison to that because I'm so much more jealous of your Relics bowl. That's not even your only Relics bowl. The one you're smoking right now is a Relics bowl as well. They're absolutely beautiful. Akeem, how are you liking your Relics bowl, my man? I want to hear. You got to give us some feedback on that. I want to hear more about it. Take some pictures and show us in the Facebook group. Talking about the Facebook group, I'm going to quickly show a picture that was shared with us, if that's okay with you, Adrian.
Yes, please do. And by the way, while he's pulling that up, For any all of you guys will be invited to join this Facebook group. It's really low key, just kind of talking about the subjects we'll be talking about, putting in posts and stuff, and polls, different stuff you guys might want to talk about. And one of the things we like to do is show off your setups.
Yes.
So these podcasts air every Monday at 5:30 MAPS time. If you're Eastern time, like I am, at 7:30 p.m. You know, if you're gonna smoke while you're watching it, just feel free to shoot a pic over there. We'll always have a thread going right before the episode launches, so you can show off your sweet setup. If you have something good going, I'm just usually smoking on my aviator because it actually fits in the frame.
Yeah, Stefan actually shared a picture. He said he was doing a catering event, and I want a job where I get a cater hookah. That sounds awesome. He's wearing an awesome Zomo shirt. I'm assuming that's a Zomo hat on his head, and then he's using a Apple on top a hookah, and I don't know what bowl that is, though I've always been too scared to use any other bowl besides my Apple on top bowl when I use my Apple on top tabletop hookah, actually. I do love that white tabletop hookah, and then I don't know what that hose is, but that's really, really interesting looking. Let me see if I can get out of this. The only other pictures as of now are the pictures of my setup that I'm using, and then also Adrian's setup, I believe, is in here as well. Everything.
Just, oh yeah, if this isn't good enough for you,
there you go.
Matt will show it to you. Ooh. From an angle where I'm standing.
Look at that. Look at here. That. Okay, there we go. I'm done showing that off. No more showing off Adrian's stuff. Okay. Okay, so Akeem says, beautiful bowl. He says, I will. It's a bomb. I love it. That's awesome. Eddie says that he uses the Tangiers Pico is what he uses to test. And I've always loved the look of the Tangiers Pico bowl. I don't have one, but I would love to get one for Tangiers. I love the depth of it, and then the size of the diameter of the bowl for Tangiers reasons. I think that would be a great, great bowl for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, one thing I want to touch on before we stop talking about bowls, because this was something that was brought up by Stefan, and that was the Surrey Bowl, previously the unnamed Alpaca Bowl. Looks like a bit of a chode. It's kind of a crazy, chunky-looking bowl. Look at the size of the – that's the clay. It's just insanely thick. But this bowl is very deep, but if you're going to do something like a 2 or 3 rounds of cold Tangier session, you can probably get about 20 to 25 grams, depending on how hard you're willing to pack it down into this bowl and whether you're going to go rim level or not. But this is a solid Tangiers bowl, so I just wanted to point that out. You can get them for $25.
Very, very cool. All right, so I think that kind of cuts us up on the topic of tobacco saving. What about you guys in the chat? What are some of the stuff that you guys like to do when it comes to saving tobacco? What are some of the different things that you guys take advantage of to do that? I'm just asking the chat real quick. What do you have to say, Adrian?
Really quick, this is something I wanted to point out that I kind of want to talk about just a little bit. And that is the way you heat your tobacco can also affect how long that it lasts. For instance, if you're going to do like a fluff pack, like right here, I'm smoking Starbuzz Vintage. I'm not going for a safe pack, although this is a low-capacity bowl, so I guess you could say I'm saving tobacco. But I've got heat cranked. It's 2 cubes inside of a Provost. But I could get a very similar session with 2 flats outside of the Provost, or 3 flats, and it would probably go for about 30 minutes longer. So you're not necessarily saving tobacco, but you are stretching it for a longer amount of time. That might be worth bringing up for anyone who hasn't tried different styles of heat management.
So we just got a picture from John, Little John, that I'm going to throw up real quick. And this, I think he's doing his best Tristan impersonation. I say that lovingly and jokingly, obviously. But it is a timber hose. Beautiful green. I guess those are the sapphire set. Maybe a carbon fiber tube on it. But that green looks absolutely stellar. With a Mason bowl, a Cloud Lotus. I don't know if it's a Cloud Lotus Plus or anything like that. I think that's a Regal. I could be incorrect. Let me know if I am. And then he also has a B2 tray on it. So that is a sexy looking setup. And he's playing some Splatoon. I'll be there soon, John Little John. I'll be there soon.
Oh, Sid, mixing with AF Mint. Great tobacco saving technique. I fully support and endorse your choices.
Yes, mix anything with a mint. You'll make it last longer for sure, especially the amount that you're using. Such a good idea. John Little John says, I stick to the smaller one-session bowls 90% of the time. The Predator, Mini Rook 8080, Bordellos, those sorts of things. Yes, that is definitely going to help you. Using smaller bowls in capacity is always going to help you quite a bit. And then Gus says, usually I buy lower amounts as I need it. That's always a good idea, too. Don't overbuy. I've done this. I don't know about you, Adrian. Have you thrown stuff away and regretted it because you knew that, you know, you bought 250 grams of something, you get down and you look at it and you're like, I'm not going to use this for very much stuff. Have you ever thrown away useless tobacco?
Really early on, yes. Now I just do the tabletop thing where if I have a bunch of 250s that don't quite have enough for a bowl, I'll actually just make a garbage can mix and smoke that, especially if I'm having friends over. My roommate can't smell anything. He's got an awful sense of taste. So I'll just pack him whatever, and he loves it. So that's what I do with my leftover 250s. If there's a flavor that I don't like, I'll try to mix it away. That's like 10% mixes and stuff.
That's a good way to just kind of keep using the same stuff, because if you overpower another thing, you can use it as a filler and then get the flavor of the stuff that you're using more of, obviously, which is always good. John Little John says that it is the Sapphire Reptile with carbon fiber, and it is a Regal. That's what I thought. Diamond Wood. Man, it is a sexy-looking setup. Go and check out the Facebook group if you want to see his setup, because it is nice. My wife actually just commented on his setup and said, very nice. I think maybe that's going to be me getting that in the future then, right? Like, that's a good sign, right? Right?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
And Amanda, Alpha Comma cuts can vary from flavor to flavor. I agree with that. And you generally chop up the tobacco to be a bit finer, which helps me save. Yeah, I actually did the same thing with my Alpha Comma Mojito. It was a very choppy kind of a cut. And I did just chop it down for that exact purpose.
The new stuff from Alpha Comma, you said, is much more consistent. I noticed that actually in the 50-gram boxes, because that's what I got with my last batch of samples as well, was a bunch of 50 grams. And all their cuts seemed way more consistent in comparison to the 250s, which I really appreciated a lot.
Mm-hmm. They were awesome. All those sample packs were just stellar.
Paul says, Toady pack and HMD helps me save shisha, and packing under the spire when using an HMD where the bottom doesn't even touch the tobacco. Then you can even prolong it a little bit with that heat management like you were talking about, Adrian. And then Brandon says, do not ever get orange mint by Alamir or watermelon mint from Alamir. It's awful and tastes so chemically, it's gross. Best one I've tried was the Blueberry Jubilee, and that was very surprising. I want to try that Blueberry Jubilee for sure. Let's see. Brandon also says,
blueberries,
what I like to use.
Berry Splash is another solid flavor from Alamir.
Are you going to do a review of that one?
Coming up later this week, yeah.
Okay, cool. Brandon says, what I like to use is the Alpaca Predator Bowl for my tobacco and semi-dense it to the rim or fluff it. In my opinion, it's really good for a shisha saver. I'm using the Alpaca Medium right now, and I got to say that I've been so impressed with this bowl, and the depth of it is, like, perfect. It's, like, not super shallow. It's probably a little – it's probably about as shallow as this square bowl is, but the spire on it, because of that shower head design, is a little bit wider, so you're using less space in there, so you're able to really save tobacco in there quite a bit. I've enjoyed using that one quite a bit for myself. Yeah, I guess that seems about it. I'm not gonna lie. I don't want to ramble too much. So, is there anything else? Any final thoughts from you, Adrian?
Yeah, I don't know if we discussed this, but I think this would be a really cool idea. Maybe you guys can let us know what you think in chat. But as far as the Facebook group goes, I think it'd be really cool. Maybe for the next episode to test it, we could think of a few topics, put them in a poll, and let everyone decide what we're gonna talk about. Because we've got a ton of topics that we can go over. There's some stuff we talked about in the past that needs to be rehashed, and there's just all kinds of stuff we can do, and I'm really interested to see what you guys want to see happen in this podcast. So maybe we could do that. What do you think, Matt?
I love that idea too. If you guys want to see more brand specific topics, or maybe more general idea specific topics, I would love to hear your guys' thoughts about that. If you want us, you know, do a whole show dedicated on a single style tobacco, we've done that a couple of times, not a huge amount, obviously. We usually do more topic oriented stuff in comparison to brand oriented stuff. So I'd be down with doing anything at all, obviously. I'm cool with that. Do you mind if I show off some of my new toys real quick, Adrian, while we
ending it? Go for it. I'll just smoke this bowl while you do that.
All right, cool. So I saw somebody post this in one of the groups. I don't know which group it was or who did it, so I apologize for not giving the proper credit where credit is due. But check this out. This is for my charcoal, and it has a little lid on it, and it goes right next to my burner. So instead of using a box that you have to reach into and get your hands all dirty, you just easily, as it gets lower and lower, I can start using my tongs to pull them out. I just think it looks so nice and fancy right up with my setup. I absolutely love it. And it's a nice thick glass. And then I did this as well. I pre-cut my foil and pre-got it ready for myself, not pre-poked it or anything, and put it in this container as well. I love this. You just grab what you need and you're ready to go. Some of the stuff that I'm doing in this office for my setup, I've absolutely really enjoyed doing. I think that it's a blast to set up your tobacco area. Another way to save tobacco is knowing what you're going to pack when you're going to smoke, because then you're not rushing around and trying to figure it out. You already have an idea, and you're able to more consistently use what you want, basically, which I think is nice. Let's see. Paul says use more coal, but those are cheaper than shisha. Yes, use more coal than you do tobacco. Let's see. Brandon says, what I like to use the – oh, I already read that one. Sorry. Brandon says, hell yeah, I do. Let's talk about the Thunder, Dark Hose, and Lightning Hose from Starbuzz. Just kidding.
You want to start a war in here? Because we can
thunder,
do that.
Thunder, lightning. We have not done a hose video yet, Adrian.
We haven't, and I think it's probably due. Maybe that'll be one of the poll options, because hoses are an interesting thing that I think aren't talked about nearly enough.
Yes, I agree. All right. I think that's it. I think that does it for us, honestly. This has been an absolute blast. I feel so relieved getting back into the podcast game, Adrian. You have no idea how happy I am to be here. And all you guys in the chat, everyone that showed up to watch the show, obviously, thank you guys so much for being a part of it. The show only functions with you guys. We would talk for maybe 15 minutes if it wasn't for all the great content that we get from the chat. So super, super appreciated, obviously. Nothing else off the top of my head. So I think we're going to kind of go over, unless anybody has a question real quick in the chat, on the topic of overbuying. My stash is currently out of control, smoking and buying, and nothing new. Do not do that to yourself. I agree. Be careful, because you can make your shelf look unruly with the amount of tobacco that you can have at times. And then it makes me at least be off put from smoking, because I don't know what it is that I even want to smoke at times. It's better to have
Decision anxiety is a real thing.
Yes.
You know, like I've got, being a reviewer, I've got all this different tobacco, probably like combined 20 kilos of different 250s and 50 gram packs and stuff. And like, when I'm smoking for me and I don't want to like shoot a review, it's overwhelming. I'm like, okay, what are we going to smoke? I'm like, shit, what am I going to smoke? And I usually just like default to Alfacher Double Apple with Alfacher Mint or something, just because it's like, I know this and I like it.
Recently, you know? Adrian, recently I got Alfacher Double Apple with Mint. Have you tried that one? Yeah, let me see. I think I have it in here. Alfacher, where is it? I don't know where I put it. I got an old Alfacher Berry that was no good because it was really old. Alfacher Watermelon that was no good because it was really old. Okay, I can't find it, so never mind. Forget it. But I did have some Alfacher Double Apple with Mint, and I got to say, I was surprised at how much that I I was surprised, because I'm not a big fan of Double Apple. I really did enjoy it quite a bit. It was pretty good.
Okay, good, because if you don't like Double Apple, you're wrong.
Sid says, blast, see you soon. Little John says, you nailed it, Matt. I never know what to smoke. It happens. It really does. Little John, I will see you soon in Splatoon for sure. And to everybody else, thank you guys so much for joining us and being part of the show. Obviously, you can find me on Twitter at OnlyMattDezen. You can find us on Facebook as well. Ask to join the group. Be more than happy to let you join, especially you guys in the chat that are all a part of the show. You guys are a part of what makes this show so great, so I appreciate it so much. Bidet says that he defaults to grapefruit mint. Grape mint, actually. A good grapefruit or a good grape mint is always a very good flavor, obviously. That'd be another good one. What, like, flavors that you default to? Default flavor smoking. That's a good idea. Okay, I'm going to end this before we go on too long. Adrian, where can we find
Matt.
You? Yes.
Matt, where can we find you, Matt?
I already said, on Twitter, at OnlyMattDezen. You can find me on Facebook, all over the place. Find the Facebook group. Okay, you, Adrian, where can we find you?
Everywhere. You can find me at every place. Pipe Dream Hookah at YouTube, if you want to see reviews.
Yes.
And if you want to see the hookah porn, you can go on my Instagram. It's the_pipedream. Same thing on Twitter, although if you want to follow him, a prolific tweeter, check out Gus or Gustav the something teenth. He's a prolific tweeter out there as well. And find me on Facebook if you want to have strange conversations about things that may or may not be related to hookah.
Never related to hookah. Brandon says, it was nice talking to you guys. Thank you for your feedback and replying. Thank you for being a part of the chat. Until next time, guys, keep on smoking. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.